Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Carol Olson. I'm part of WRIR 97.3 FM and recent past president. And that is how I knew Jim Wark. Is he was on the board when I got recruited to be on the board and then stepped up to president. And he was vice president for at least 3 years, I believe. And so we used to meet regularly to talk about the station at that point on. And it was before he came here to Virginia Voice. So it was interesting watching him go through that process of deciding to apply and getting the job and us talking about running nonprofits. Because I, aside from my volunteer work at WRIR, I ran nonprofits. So I think at the time I might have been development director of a statewide agency and ran another statewide agency and a lot of nonprofit work in terms of advocacy for sexual and domestic violence work is most my focus was. And so we would compare stories of how it felt to be, you know, stepping into agencies and that underwater feeling that you have for the first year. And, you know, and then watching him change from his teaching role to coming here and talking about his first adventures here. And I thought, before coming here, I thought about, you know, I think how I connected with him, and really our most of our interaction was just through the station, mm-hmm. was that we both were people who had feet in different areas of life, right? Mm-hmm. Like I had radio, and I did art therapy, and then I did crisis work and sexual and domestic violence advocacy, and I just feel like I was walking these three paths, and I saw him the same way with his media and his marketing and then his education and teaching, mm-hmm. And then radio. And so it was kind of neat to for us to talk about how you balance your lives, doing having multiple interests and trying to live one life and do three full-time things at the same time.
Yeah.
And I thought that really the underlying thread with him was access to information. When I kind of looked at like what was his connecting between these three areas of his life, and I think they all involved you know, making sure that people had access to information, you know, being part of alternative sources and helping them grow. And he was so instrumental in Style Weekly, and I watched that grow through the years. And then he was so instrumental in WRIR, and we had this explosion of growth mm-hmm. over the last 5 years. He was very much a part of that and helping keep the ship stable while we did that.
Right.
And then coming here, and he was such the natural person to come here mm-hmm. and really take this, I think, to another level as well. And so that's how I think of him as this. He's someone who wanted, to have our community members have access to information and education.
People have been talking about what a natural collaborator he was mm-hmm. and how kind of rare that is to find someone who's able to bring a lot of different people together. For a common goal. Now, you must have seen this every board meeting, WRIR. talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, you know, the board meetings are always quite energetic and entertaining mm-hmm. in the beginning when I started. That's code. Those are code words.
I know.
And I think, similar to him, I was someone who's like, let's all get along. Like, mm-hmm. we all have our personalities, and, you know, people sometimes don't get along at the station. But ultimately, we do get along for the good of the station. And he was one of those people who would do that. It's like, let's settle the room down, mm-hmm. and let's remember our overarching mission is to bring something to our community that they're not hearing elsewhere, and to open up their minds, and then to bring their voices and be part of this larger conversation. And, you know, I do see him. I think we paired well, mm-hmm. you know, when we were governing the station together, is that he helped bring that sense of let's stay focused mm-hmm. and let's put aside our individual differences, because we really all do want the same thing. And we're all creative people, and to do that. And there are so many paths and so many ways to get there. And we, in a system or a platform like WRIR, we can utilize more than one means to get there.
Yeah.
And let's do that.
Well, WRIR seemed like such a natural fit for him because of his musical prowess.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, as a Jim, as a musician.
Okay, so I didn't My husband actually probably interacted more with him as a musician, as my husband is a musician. But there might be people out there who don't know that there was yet another band that he was on, and it was called The Taters.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
So that's how I knew Jim, was for the Department of Taxation, and he somehow became part of that band, which was fascinating. So I got to see him play with this other, you know, group of people that was not his normal group to play with and interact with them that way. But he was involved with many, you know, different bands, actually. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, oh my
and
gosh.
And the Revenuers,
yes.
Or actually, I guess it was the Revenuers that were through the tax department. Maybe I got my facts wrong. It's the Revenuers.
Okay, yeah.
They were part of the tax department. So I guess they recruited him from the Taters. So, but he was so interesting. And to bring, and then that's another the leg he stood on and, or path that he walked was music. So it was just... It was neat. And I'm very much not a musician myself, but just the spouse of someone who came along to these events and got to appreciate their musical expertise and creativity. So,
What are we going to miss now that Jim is gone? What kind of hole or holes is he leaving behind?
I think so many. He was such a force in so many things. And he was also one of those people who balanced both being behind the scenes and being in front of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But I always saw him as, actually not, you know, it's funny to say this as a musician. I didn't really see him as someone who wanted to be in front of the crowd, but there he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the station, we already missed him because he was so busy here, that he had stepped off, you know, rotated off the board and wasn't as a presence in the station. And we already missed him in terms of his expertise in media and marketing and his expertise in managing boards and, I mean, just his presence. He is truly a good man.
Yeah. And pretty much everyone has commented on his very distinct sense of humor.
Yeah.
speak about that a little bit.
So we will miss his Facebook posts, I think. About current events, because they're always very entertaining, and his comments to things. And I'll miss that personally, because when we used to have lunch together to talk about, you know, station things and information access and building things up. You know, I'll miss that support that I got from him.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just another peer professional, you know.
Any other thoughts on Jim that you'd like to convey?
Well, I hope that he had a dream for the station. And Otto may have talked about this, but it was to get WRA's own awards show going called the Rammies, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that WRAR can get that going in honor of him.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice. Yeah.
Carol, thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thank you for having me.